Rebecca Eldridge is the board president for Market Lansing. We ended up grabbing her this morning. We were supposed to have her a little earlier, but she's been very flexible. Thanks so much, Rebecca.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
What is Market Lansing?
We are a marketing organization where we are hoping to educate many levels of professionals and students on the importance of marketing, everything from communications to social media, to advertising, everything in between to help build these brands that are local for us. We have originally started this project and developing it in 2010, and we just realized through some focus groups and a lot of market research that, you know, there is a very great and vast wealth of knowledge in the area, and so many small businesses and as sole proprietors. Most of them probably can't go back to school because they can't afford it or they don't have the time. So through some monthly events that will be held over the lunch hour, we're hoping that we can kind of feed to that need.
Rebecca, from what you know, how many businesses, if you could put a percentage on it, don't have a real marketing plan, don't understand how it could benefit their business?
That's a hard question. You know, I'd loosely say maybe 50 to 60%. You know, some people get into owning a business because they can't find a job anywhere else and they don't have a background in it. And I don't think a lot of people realize that when times are tough, that's actually a good time to market and continue to get your message out because people are still wanting to spend money. And if they know about your product, they'll give you a service. They'll give you a chance. So that's something that we're trying to push and really hope to benefit the local businesses and see them grow and really start to put Lansing back on the map.
How important is social media marketing?
I think it's, you know, very important. I'm, you know, part of that generation that, you know, I remember when Facebook came to my college and everybody, you know, was a part of it. And you know, we're realizing now that it's not a fad, and people of all ages are getting on Facebook and joining Twitter, and now Pinterest is, you know, going crazy. So it's definitely something that I think people need to be a part of, and, you know, it certainly isn't for every product and service or business, but there are certain ways that you can utilize it to make it work for you to reach that target market that you're trying to get to.
You just mentioned something that is blowing up. What did you call it, Pinterest?
Pinterest, yeah.
Tell me about that. Spell it and tell me what that is.
I believe it's P-I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T. And you basically have an account, and anything that you find on the web, whether it be, I don't know, a craft project that you like, or, you know, clothing, or even products that you can find in the store, you can pin it to your wall, and you can organize it by category, like home products or projects that you want to try to accomplish around the house. And it's really interesting. And at first when I got onto it, I didn't really think much of it, but now everybody seems to pin everything.
All right. Let's talk about March 7th, which is Wednesday. Market mm-hmm. Lansing's March Luncheon is going to focus on the art of brand realignment. Tell us about this.
Yeah, sure. We're going to have Eric Larson, who is the executive director of Impression 5 here in Lansing. They recently have gone through the process of realigning their brand, figuring out, you know, why they need to do it, who they're trying to reach, you know, what the process is going to look like, and everything in between. So he is going to come and speak to our group this Wednesday, March 7th. From noon until 1:30, and it'll be held at the Country Club of Lansing. And we do have registration open until noon today, and you can find all that information on our website, which is marketlansing.org.
All right, and before I let you go, Rebecca, what are the fasting growing businesses in the mid-Michigan area from what you see?
There's been a lot of photographers that we've been in touch with, a lot of retail. There's certainly been a lot of service as well, as far as you know, plumbing or just a lot of those things that people are finding niches in that you know, are good to have locally and not so much corporate.
And people got to get out there and not only market their business, but it's been interesting to see how businesses are focusing on doing business with each other.
Yeah, exactly. Partnerships are great, and it's all in who you know, and that certainly stands true. And, you know, people are very supportive in the Lansing area. So when we have all these sole proprietors, they band together for sure and support each other, which is really great to see.
Market Lansing's March Luncheon is this Wednesday. And before I let you go, Rebecca, tell folks where they can go to find out more information about that.
Our website is marketlansing.org. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.